What's up, y'all? It's the Smart Dummies here, and today's topic is music. Now, we are going to be expanding on the XXL Freshman List of 2018 and the Grammys, and because some people thought that there were some like unfair choices in the Grammys, like some people should have won.
Kendrick should not have won all those awards, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. All right. So first, XXL Freshman List.
If you guys don't know, XXL is a popular magazine, and they have a freshman list every year, and it displays what?
Displays the hottest new rapper right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Nine of them they picked themselves, but the 10th one is fan voted, and we're going to talk about who we think should be on the list, who we think shouldn't be on the list, and who's really going to make it, you know?
6ix9ine.
All right, so I just want y'all to know right now, my top list, I changed my list. My top three are NBA YoungBoy, Lil Baby,
okay,
and this is who I think should be on there, not who I think is going to be on there. That's a whole different story. But it's Lil Baby, NBA YoungBoy, and YBN Namir. Because if you think about it, YBN Namir has been making a lot of songs lately, and they all are popping sort of kind of within the community. Now, I would say C-Don Honcho because I saw him on the list just now. But it's like C-Don Honcho has been out for so long. Like his song that got popular, what was it? C-Don Honcho Style? Yeah, that came out like three years ago. Three came out like a year ago. The first Honcho Style came out like 3 years ago. So I wouldn't say that he's like a freshman technically. Like if we were talking about people who never made the list, then like it'll be a whole bunch of people. But Honcho is not a freshman anymore. That nigga's a senior.
Citizen. What about TK?
TK? TK. All right, so what about
TK?
Is like he in jail.
He not gonna make it.
Right, he can't make no more songs.
Plus, he can't do no freestyle. But I mean, he rightfully deserves it. Cause if it weren't for TK, we wouldn't even know who YBN Namir is.
Right, because YBN Namir would probably still be doing those little GTA videos.
Hey, chill.
He wouldn't be throwing up guns. He wouldn't be throwing up guns, acting like he really from the hood.
Yeah, he'd be doing heists.
But I need to be
shrimp and pasta.
Young Moody off of that bitch. Off of that thing.
I don't think nobody caught that.
So, why are you, bro? Young Moody should be on there.
No.
Young
who?
No.
Yes.
Young Moody, bro.
Ain't got enough clout.
I never heard of him.
Well,
the dude that was
right, but I think he should. He go hard, bro.
Hey, but let's listen to one of his freestyles.
I'm being realistic. 6ix9ine gonna make the list.
6ix9ine's
probably gonna be the one that's gonna make
today. The list. What's his name? Trippy Red's gonna make the list.
He can't put both of them on there because they beef him.
True.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
so either one's gonna make it.
Red gonna make it.
Wait, why is 6ix9ine Trippy Red beefing?
I don't
because
know.
Because remember, like Trippy Red kept calling him pedophile.
Next, topic: beef.
Beef. I love beef.
Pause. Listen,
bro. Okay, next topic, rap beef.
No, that's not the next topic.
Oh, that's not the next topic. Never mind.
Next topic is the Grammys. Now, actually, we still didn't even touch on the XXL.
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't get your opinion.
Oh, you want my list, bro? You want my list? Bro, all right, let's start.
I got my list on the dome.
All right. You look like a dome. First,
you look like
you
Benson.
Like, you look like Doug.
You like Benson. Doug Demidome. Thumbs down, Demidome.
The blubber nugget.
Hey, he just cooked you, bro.
Nah, it's all. No, it's not. It's not all good. I hate you. Don Q. First off, mm-hmm. He been tearing it up. You know what I'm saying?
It. Ooh, I forgot about Davies.
So he look like a black
Davies made last year. No, the year before last.
Oh, okay.
Still on the best.
Young Nudie, bro. Don't ever do that again. Young Nudie.
Let me get a word for
it. It ain't nothing left.
So you've been drinking the can. My man, you was sitting up here drinking like it was like 3 million gallons in this one can. Bro.
I take small sips.
This Young man was drinking the can.
Young Nudie, bro. Slime Ball 2 was nice. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
Nudie Land. He blowing up. He ain't got that much clout. So he needs it. You know what I'm saying? NBA YoungBoy, because he should have made it last year.
I feel like for Young Nudie, bro, 21 Savage tried to bring him up, but it didn't work.
I feel like it's like
that's because that's his cousin.
I feel like that's the same thing for TK, because YoungBoy didn't make it last year because he was incarcerated for like most of the year. So like, but this year he's been free for like some stuff.
And he's been killing.
How long was YoungBoy in jail?
YoungBoy like
3-4 months.
Yeah.
Oh, same like it. Same like the long.
It seemed like a year for real.
Driver. He was.
Oh yeah, he was a driver.
I think so. Affiliated with it.
I don't know what that dude did for real. All I know is he got.
But yeah.
Then
you got Moneybagg, yo. You know what I'm saying?
He's not gonna make it.
Definitely not gonna make it. He's not gonna make it. They don't
put the people who should be on the X list.
It'd be like three people that really should make it, that need it.
Because if you think about it, they're gonna put the people that got the most clout. Because
which is the dumbest thing I ever heard.
People looking at the cover. NBA YoungBoy, YB in the mirror. Maybe, definitely Rich the Kid, T-Grizzly.
Rich the Kid's not making it.
T-Grizzly is not making it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I never picked T-Grizzly up a XXL magazine. T-Grizzly has been out for way too long.
He was going to make it, he would have made it.
I just watched it for the Cypress.
Because, what's it called?
Death?
Nah, T-Grizzly.
T-Grizzly ain't had nothing since No Effort.
First of all, Blood
Is. One tape with Lil Durk. I like Blood Is.
Blood Is was good, but it didn't get no clout.
Yeah, nobody. He hasn't dropped nothing since No Effort other than Blood Is. Exactly.
No Effort. He had two hits. It was No Effort and
First Day Out.
And those were in the beginning of the year. So if he was going to get it, he would have got it then.
But he didn't. So he got snubbed. Not even going to lie.
Y'all think Ski Mask going to be on it?
Yeah, definitely.
Ski Mask going to be on it. He deserves it, too. Yeah. I mean, he got a lot of clout over
here. That dude stay posted. Yep.
But y'all just disrespected Moneybagg, yo, because I didn't even get to say why he should make it.
His wordplay is ridiculous. That's it. Boom, straight. He can make us. He's a better artist.
Like an artist that's really slept on that really should make the list is, and I told Shaheem about him, Wi-Fi KJ. Stop playing. Y'all, put your mic away.
Man, PlayStation, what are you talking about?
But Wi-Fi's Funeral should make it. I showed Shaheem his music multiple times. He's got a
Wi-Fi's
mixtape.
Funeral. It's all together.
He's got a mixtape out. It's called Boy Who Cried Wolves. Like, maybe
he's not gonna make it though. 15. Because he don't got no clout.
He ain't really got that much clout.
I think it should be people that really need it. And some people, like YoungBoy still should have made it.
You know who else should make it?
But he don't really need it no more.
Glizzo. All
right, so we just gonna keep on my list.
Lufo.
That's the same thing as C-Dog.
Lufo is not gonna make it.
Why does he
hate Hollister?
Hey, Lufo not gonna make it because he been out for way too long. If he was gonna make it, he would have made it back in.
He started really blowing up
15,
now.
16.
Yeah. But
he started really blowing up when he made 187 and, especially 187 and Cooling With My Shooters.
But then he blew up when he made, what's it called? In and Out. Then Recuperate.
No.
Look, he got...
Because everybody was blasting. Everybody and their mamas was blasting 187 and Cooling With My Shooters. I really haven't heard nobody sing those. Like, I be around a lot of people who play...
Mills. Like, millions of views.
And stuff, the only reason I'm saying is because, like, I know he got really, like, a lot of views. Like, those songs was really good. But outside of that community that actually likes that song, I seen that, like, people outside of that community playing 187 and Cool With My Shooters. I haven't seen anybody outside of that community playing those types of, like, any of his other songs.
You right.
Because, like, if you think about it, like, everybody that's, like, into that drill, like, hood life music, was listening to G Herbo Gang, G Herbo and Lil Baby. Yeah. And then you went outside of the community to whoever wasn't, like, really with that life, and people were still singing it. Like, even though they don't really with that type of music, they was like, gang and his gang.
You talking about the white people that live in the suburbs,
man? You just had to
say
something.
Oh, my God.
Okay, jeez. Next, Lil Baby.
Lil Baby definitely need to make it.
Big facts. And then you got Black Youngster.
Black Youngster say he not if he does make it, he gonna turn it down. But I mean, he had a phenomenal last two years.
2 years. Yeah, Black Youngster.
I don't really like Black Youngster music like that. I mean, I like that song. What's it called?
Booty.
Yeah, I like that song. It's a very nice song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah. Why you sound so generic?
It's a very, very nice song.
Okay, why you say it?
John's weird, guys. Oh, yeah. So, but who's not gonna make it?
Who not gonna make
Famous
it?
Dex.
Famous Dex not gonna make
Rich
it.
Rich the Kid.
Rich
the Kid not gonna make it.
Hey, low key.
That's why he didn't make it last year.
You know Almighty J? YBN Almighty J. He low key better than Namir, bro. I ain't even gonna lie.
He can write. He can write way better, but Namir got the freestyles.
But if you go, you know the No Hook song they got?
Yeah.
He killed Namir on that. He killed him on that.
I feel like YB and Almighty J, they got like kind of this like they flow is like similar.
So he killed him on that. I mean, they both did the PlayStation videos together. So
they was both doing heists together.
Exactly. Both of them went to Ammunation together.
Oh my god, they're right outside. Buzzing their arms.
Well, that's how we feel about XXL. I think XXL is stupid to me.
It's stupid.
XXL is really stupid.
They just do it, like they our do next it topic.
For clout. Oh, no. Before we go about XXL, one more person who should make it, Smoke Perp.
No! See, bro, you about to give me tea, bro.
Smoke Perp, no. He's not really, like, he one of those people that's not really known for their music. He's just known
for his antics.
Known. Exactly, like, for his, like his name and stuff.
No, Smoke Perp should not. Bro, he's a sidekick to Lil Pump.
Moneybagg Yo is a sidekick. NBA Young Boy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
How? That doesn't even make sense. How?
Just actually, saying. He's not.
Exactly.
Smoke Perp is kind of the reason. I mean, he may be like Lil Pump. He may be below Lil Pump, but he's the reason that Lil Pump made it.
That means nothing to XXL.
I'm just saying.
That means nothing to XXL.
Shane got a point, bro, because they don't care.
They didn't get Ski Mask last year, and he low-key was doing better than X, because, I mean...
I don't know about that.
X just blew that
joint. And ever since X got voted, what he did? Dropped the depressing album and then what?
And every song was under 2 minutes. And
yeah, then, how you supposed to talk about depression?
You know he had a YouTube channel? That man, like, after XXL list, he stopped music and then made it.
How you go
channel.
From music to YouTube? It's supposed to be the other way around.
I mean, ask Jay-Z.
YouTube to like music. It. See, that's why Jay-Z not in the room right now. We don't need, that's why we're talking about music when he's not here. Well, he's here, but he's not here.
Because he always be talking.
So while John's out the room, let's talk about Smoker. He sucks. That's bottom line. Let's go to the Grammys. Because that's also something that sucks.
Yeah. It was a lot of people that was cheated out there.
Bro.
Kendrick should not have won all those awards.
Kendrick should... These are the
when
main
was the
points.
Last time Kendrick dropped a freaking banger? Because, like... What's the smoked salami sandwiches? Whatever it's called.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I remember smoking salami sandwiches. And
you talking about Humble? Oh,
yeah.
Humble,
that joint was made...
Smoking salami sandwiches. You're right.
That joint was, like, made, like, a year ago.
I remember syrup sandwiches.
Man, shut your big
what is a syrup? What is a syrup? You gotta be broke.
Syrup on bread,
you gotta be broke. I was broke.
And I wouldn't even eat that. He got diabetes.
I just had ramen noodles. You eating syrup sandwiches. You
exactly.
syrup sandwiches.
But see, he, first of all, I feel like he.
No, stop. Let's get the main points here. First of all, SZA was robbed.
Yeah, she her song was like.
Kendrick should not have won all those awards.
That's the national female anthem.
That's the side chick anthem.
Because.
Bro, stop saying that. She said it's not the side chick anthem.
It is the side chick anthem.
You're in the side chick
that's
anthem.
That's all. Even dudes were singing that song. Because I know I was at home playing Fortnite screaming, "You like 9 to 5, I'm the weekend." Like, everybody was singing that song. She should have got shit.
And she got a hit with Love Galore.
Exactly.
And her album was fantastic.
The whole, you know, her whole album was really good.
Yee. So even if she didn't win, what was it? What was it, Best New Artist?
Yes.
Uzi should have won. Cause Uzi was
no.
Why not? Mm-mm. Why not?
SZA deserved to win Best New Artist, but Uzi did not deserve to win Best.
Okay, so who won?
Alicia Carr.
I don't think she deserved to win.
I did. No.
If it wasn't SZA, I'd be like Lil Baby. But he knew
it's Grammys.
But
he wasn't nominated.
But Uzi and Alicia Carr have been out the same amount of time. Alicia Carr was like out in 2015. And Uzi was out in like 2015.
No, Uzi blew up with EXO Tour Life last year. That's when.
That's really.
No, he blew up. What was that song? And it was like
Money Longer.
No, not Money Longer. It was before that.
He was right.
No. Y'all right? No, it's not that. Y'all that blew up too, but it was another song. It was like
P's and Q's.
No.
No, that was after.
Keep naming them. We talked about this on the phone.
Yeah, we did. That's what I'm trying to remember.
And I can't remember the song. It's on my mixtape.
It's on Love Is Rage. And
yeah.
The first one, the purple one.
From
Beast of the Billy.
Because it's the only Lil Uzi song
I've
all the way to.
First I dropped my top.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's when he really blew up. Counting on his bands, hey. Who the?
Are you?
Okay.
Yeah. But.
Trash.
You listen to Smoke Perp. Stop talking.
I cream. I stay clean. Baseball. What does that even mean? No, I don't want cars. I want Audis. Smoke it on Ruben.
That's
Maui.
That's trash.
That's trash.
It's really
bro.
It's really garbage, and the videos suck.
Stop talking. Do too much?
Okay, okay, we weren't talking about that though. We were talking about top.
Hey, but that like that
still better than Krispy Kreme.
That melody was sweet.
Krispy Kreme. Hey, so I said clean.
Hey, too much. Hey, where you from?
But still, Uzi blew up really, but really. No, shut up. Sorry. Uzi,
but if Alicia,
shut up.
If Alicia Cara did not win, SZA would have won over Uzi.
Did you say Saint Cara?
Alicia Cara.
Hey, this ain't WWE Awards. The Slammies.
Oh my God!
No, it should have been SZA, but if it wasn't SZA, it should have been Uzi.
I don't even like Uzi no more when I say that.
I like Love Is Rage. I don't like Love Is Rage 2 for real. Every other tape before Love Is Rage, Love Is Rage 2 is fire.
Hey, but he tried to since he's a Satanist, but he tried to be slick with the
Uzi's not the GOAT. He's not deserve to win.
He's a Satanist, right?
I'm trying to tell you this. He said, don't listen to me.
No, see, that's not what I'm saying. SZA deserves to win. But if they didn't pick SZA, they could at least pick Uzi. So I don't know why they picked, what's her name? I don't want to mess up her name because that's still disrespectful, but like, what's her name?
That's why I was like, other girl who won.
Yeah, like, what did she do? She had that one song with Logic, and she didn't even do anything in that song.
Yeah, she had another song with MGK.
Hey, well, you know who you should talk about?
Definitely not.
That's the Grammys. That's what I'm telling you. Grammys. No, to be fair, Grammys is a Caucasian. Shut up.
Fetty part was sweet.
Kiki was all right.
I feel like I re-listened to it.
A Boogie was garbage.
And then it's like,
A
Boogie and 6ix9ine was garbage, but Fetty Wap part was all right just because of the melodies that he had.
You said A Boogie's part was garbage?
Yes.
What? He was like,
everybody and their mama said it was trash.
First of all, he was low on the first part. You couldn't even hear what he's saying. And then when he was screaming, he sounded horrible. He was like, I told my baby that I love you. That John was like, no, don't ever do that ever again in your life.
It was smooth.
It
was clean.
No.
What is wrong with
you? It was smooth. It was clean. Baby oil.
No.
Maybe wipe.
It was like that lotion, that light skin crispy carrying around that make you more ashy.
EOS?
Maybe wipe.
You mean like that EOS stuff?
EOS. Yeah, that's what it was.
EOS.
It wasn't no baby oil. It was EOS.
No, but Grammys is a Caucasian event.
It's time to go.
It is?
I see.
Pause that.